Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyanan Janashalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Kupesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrshabhano Sute Devi Parnamami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Eva Chapatitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Already the talk was given on the meaning of initiation. You translate? What's going on here? So, in the upcoming or ongoing initiation ceremony, some devotees will become formally initiated as disciples. The English word initiation gives the idea of a beginning. Becoming disciples, but we may have to go on many millions of lifetimes until we actually become a disciple. Full disciple means to fully accept the discipline of the Guru. Yeah, please put off the... So a disciple means he's under the discipline, the same thing. Shishya means he's under the shasan, and under this discipline of the Guru. But at the same time it's understood it's a beginning. There's no need to accept the discipline if one's already perfect. Initiation means one takes up the life of sadhana. In the life of sadhana, there are various rules to be followed, which in the bhakti sadhana system given by Srila Rupa Goswami, begin as follows. Atha guva ashrayam. First, one should take shelter of a guru. Krishna dikshanu shikshanam. One should take initiation and instruction from the guru. In the subject matter of Krishna. And then there are so many other rules. There are 64. These are the first three of the basic 64 processes to be followed. All this sadhana is or devotional service in practice is meant to lead to siddhi. The siddhi or the perfection is to fully awaken one's dormant love of Krishna, Krishna prema. Krishna Bishayak Prem Param Purusharta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the highest goal of human life is to develop love of Krishna. This initiation is the entrance into the life of sadhana. Now one should fully accept the discipline. To the degree that we accept the discipline, that much we can develop on the path toward siddhi, Krishna prema. Now, all the rules, they're given to discipline the activities of the body. And the mind. Disciplining the body is the relatively easy part. Disciplining the mind to always think of Krishna, that's not so easy. Today is the appearance day of Bhagavan Narasimha Dev. We especially pray to this form of Krishna to help in disciplining the mind. Just as he killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu, kill the demons within our mind. Which are the demon-like desires for wanting to enjoy this material world or to be liberated from it without connection with Krishna. It's a very good day for taking initiation. Any day in which one takes initiation is a good day. Better than all the other days we've had in all our millions of lifetimes in the material world. So make a good start on the appearance day of Lord Narasimhadeva. Praying for his mercy. Better get his mercy this way than the Hiranyakashipu way. Better to get it in the way that Prahlad gets it, by his submission rather than his defiance. Alright, there's not much time now, so we'll go ahead with the giving of names and giving of beads. I'll need the beads to give. Those whose names are called, you please first offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, then to Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, and then come and offer to your initiating guru. And then, as a formality, I'll ask you the rules to be followed. And give you the name. Most of the names are easy, but if you don't understand, anyway, you'll come and see me later, then I can give it to you in writing. All right, so first of all can come Sitapati and with Sitapati and Patni. Then Patni should be Sita, but anyway, he's and they should come with Sahadharmini. Oh, they brought their... Okay. Yeah. Kind of. There's a dasi. Yeah, all the names I'm going to give today are names that were given by Srila
Prabhupada.
So you'll get the name of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Now, if you see in the temple, which side Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, should be like this, like that. All right, so you'll be translator. Please sit properly, as you've heard Srila Prabhupada say. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sit properly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. You've all heard that, no? Yeah. All right, so please say the four no's, not what not to do. You got new beads? Yeah. Everyone's got new neck beads on? Those are initiated? Yeah, okay. Please say. You got them all right. It's suram, he says, means no wine, and amisham means meat, fish, eggs, onions, garlic. That's the meaning of that's amisham. So he got all that right. And how many rounds are you going to chant? Minimum every day. All right, I'm giving you the name of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. The name is Sitapati Das. Hare Krishna. Giving a round of applause there. Yeah. So, yeah, you can stay. You can stay. She can just say, I'll do whatever my husband does. But you should say also. All right, so this is a name of one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. It's also a name for Sri Radha. And it means she who knows everything the best. She knows Krishna. So if you know Krishna, you know everything. So the name is Vidutama Devi Dasi. Yeah, but they don't write down if they read English anyway. So vid, just as in vidya means knowledge, and uttama means the highest.
Vid, vidya la varakudiya, vid, vidya na kalvi nartham, arivu. So uttama na uyaranda abdi nartham. So ella vishayathiliyum uyaranda da therinjum.
All right, next please come Rulian. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please come. And next can be ready. Whose wife is that? Shauri. Shauri Prabhu's. Sahadharmini. Yeah. Sit properly. All right. Please tell me all the rules. Four things not to do.
96 rounds.
16 rounds is a thing to do, yeah? Yeah.
For because of principles, now meditating, now gambling, now intoxication, now sex.
Okay, so this is the name of one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. It's the name of Nrisimhadev. The name is Nriharidas. Nrihari. Nrihari. Nri means like a human, just like in Nrisimha. Nri means human, Simha means lion. So here Nrihari means human, and Hari means lion. So Hari also means a lion. So that's the name, Nrihari. I met Nrihari Prabhu, my godbrother, a few years ago in Udupi. He's from Argentina, I believe, or Mexico or something. So it's a huge continent, but for most people, it's all the same. So it's from somewhere Latin America. It'll be Rupa, isn't it, female? Okay, please say, what are the four principles?
No meditating, no illegal sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
And how many rounds to chant? All right, this is
the
name of one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples in Australia. And it's the name of Radharani. And the name is Satya Rupa Devidasi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Satya Rupa means real form. Satyadananda Vigraha. Not like the temporary form made out of blood and bones. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So now we're going to have our resident Brahmins do the sacrifice. Hope there are no real Brahmins here. So they don't. As long as they don't know, you can get away with it. No, they are real Brahmins, but maybe not in the traditional way. Real Brahman means fully surrendered. So,